Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. For more than 2 years, U.S., Canada, and Mexico have been negotiating a new North American free trade agreement. Well, finally, USMCA became effective this week. But even with the new trade deal, President Trump has threatened to impose tariffs on Canadian aluminum. I don't think we need to do that. Let's give USMCA some time to work. Midwest agriculture has a serious problem that seems to never get fixed. EPA waivers to dozens of refineries have made it possible for those refineries to avoid the law and not blend ethanol with gasoline. That has cost corn farmers billions of dollars. Iowa State Senator Joni Ernst said ethanol and biodiesel producers in Iowa are sick of being yanked around by the EPA. And I'd add, big oil doesn't deserve special waivers from EPA. Every week, another new issue erupts between China and the United States. China's targeted imported products, including pork, as a potential carrier of coronavirus. Well, the Department of Agriculture and Food and Drug Administration responded. Efforts by some countries to restrict global food exports related to COVID-19 transmission are not consistent with known science. We don't need another trade disruption. The past weekend, some explosive news erupted. It was reported in the New York Times paper that Russia paid Afghan militants to attack our soldiers and that President Trump did nothing. Well, White House press secretary said, and I quote, "There's no consensus within the intelligence community on the allegations." And the director of national intelligence, John Ratcliffe, said that he has confirmed that neither the president nor the vice president were briefed. It looks like the news outlets didn't take time to confirm what they were reporting. However, if Russia did pay to have our soldiers killed, that is serious. Saturday is Independence Day. Thanks to President George Washington and the brave settlers that gave birth to the greatest nation in the world. I don't like it that statues of many of our historic leaders are being torn down. They weren't perfect, but none of us are. Until next week, I'm John Block from Washington.